living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I wanted to talk about my experience with something called oil pulling. For those of you that aren't familiar with this, it's pretty simple. You take an oil, and there's different types, and I'm going to give you my, you know, what I like to use and why here in a second. But you take an oil, you basically swish it around your mouth for, you know, anywhere 5, 10, 15 minutes. You spit it out, and it's really good for, you know, gums and teeth. Most of us probably understand that cavities and plaque, gingivitis, periodontal disease, it's an infection. There's, a matter of fact, there's a very specific bacteria pathogen called Streptococcus mutans that is the culprit behind, you know, bad gums and plaque formation. Not so much cavities. That's a different set of bacteria that we see mostly in kids. As we get older, Streptococcus mutans increases, and we tend to get more plaque and gingivitis type problems versus cavities. But regardless of the bacterial type, you know, bacteria have a what is known as a double membrane. It's a fat membrane that surrounds the insides of the bacteria. And so when you place an oil in your mouth and you swish it around for a while, the oil, the fat in the oil, is attracted to the fat in the membrane of the bacteria. And it's like it mechanically pulls the bacteria out of the pockets of your gums. And then when you spit it out, you spit out all that bacteria. And so it's antimicrobial. Oil pulling ultimately is antimicrobial. At least that's the theory behind it all. You know, I found some information about oil pulling that's pretty interesting. Using liquids in the mouth for health purposes is mentioned in two ancient Indian Ayurvedic texts, one written in 800 BC and the other in about 700 BC. And it's considered one of the oldest practicing health systems in the world, oil pulling. Of course, the conventional docs today, you know, the American Dental Association cautions because there's lack of evidence. I'm getting kind of sick of that. They do not recommend oil pulling as a replacement for standard oil health care, such as flossing and teeth brushing. And of course not. Now, don't. Oil pulling doesn't replace anything. It's added to a normal, in my case, daily, oral care regimen. So I didn't. You continue to brush your teeth and floss and go see your dentist so they can be happy, right? You know, all that kind of stuff. There's apparently now, I don't do this. There's two techniques. I mean, this is the technical part of oil pulling. There's two Ayurvedic Indian medicine techniques. One, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce these right, but I'll try. One is called Kavala, and the other one is called Gandosa or Gandusa. Kavala and Gandusa. Kavala is when you fill your mouth with the oil and hold it there for a couple of minutes before swirling it around the mouth and spitting it out. You do that for 3 or 4 minutes, repeat it 2 or 3 times. The other technique, the Gandusa or Gandosa, is the technique of holding the oil still in the mouth. You don't really swish around, just hold it in there for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you spit it out and just repeat as necessary. I didn't know about these two techniques, these official techniques. I use coconut oil, and I'll explain why I use coconut oil, but I put coconut oil in about a tablespoon, and I just swish it around like it's mouthwash. I mean, maybe not as vigorously, but I just, you know, the word oil pulling, by the way, comes from that swishing process. So you pull the oil from one side of your mouth to the other. If you're not careful, you do it too hard, at least for me, some of it. You spit some of it out, which gets messy. So you don't have to do it so hard, but that's what you do. You kind of swish it around and move it from one side of the mouth to the other, or technically you pull it from one side of the mouth to the other. It traps the bacteria like Streptococcus mutans. You spit it out, and you're decreasing what is called the biofilm, the biomass. And that helps with, it should help with gingivitis and, overall, gum and teeth, tooth health. And listen, it's worked awesome for me. You know, in my family, we have a history of receding gum lines. Receding gum lines usually for most people occur because of gingivitis, periodontal disease. But there is a family connection, a genetic connection, and it does run in our family. It's on my mom's side. All of my sisters deal with it. My mom dealt with it. My aunts, I mean, everything on my, almost everybody on my mom's side was affected a little bit by receding gum lines. And what is that? Receding gum line is simply where the gum recedes. It pulls up. If you're talking about your top teeth, for instance, the gum recedes up, leaving a space then between the gum and the tooth, and that just exposes the root a little bit, and it can be painful. There's different degrees of it. And I think that's actually how the dentist will diagnose it. You'll get different a numbering system. So like a receding gum line number one is just a small little space. Number two is a larger space. Number three is a space that actually needs surgery. And what they do is they take a piece of tissue from the top of your mouth and then just suture it in, filling in that space that's been created because the gum receded. And that's, by the way, that's ultimately how most dentists handle it. Now, if receding gum line is diagnosed as number one or number two, sometimes the laser treatments help a little bit. And laser treatments, you know, what they're doing is they stick the laser catheter down into the pocket of the gum, the deep pocket, and they shoot the laser and it kills the bacteria. Well, that's what oil pulling is doing as well. It's killing the bacteria. So I decided I was going to go, and I do have on my upper jaw, on the left side, I have a couple of teeth. The gums are starting to recede, probably on one tooth at number one and another tooth at number two. So number two, you that root is about to be exposed. So definitely don't want that to happen. And so I thought, well, let me do this. Let me do a 6-month experiment with oil pulling. I never did it before. I have a lot of friends in alternative medicine who just love it. They talk about it all the time. So I thought, okay, let me just give it a try. So I said I was going to do this for 6 months and just see what might happen. Historically speaking, people will talk about cleaner teeth, plaque formation goes down, the gums are healthier, no more bleeding gums, no more gingivitis. And in some cases, people talk about the gum line improving and even increasing for those that have receding gum lines. So I thought, let me just give it a shot. I did choose coconut oil. I do think that's the best oil to use. Coconut oil has three primary saturated fats in it. So by the way, when you first use coconut oil, when you scoop it out, about a tablespoon out of the jar, it's a solid fat. It's saturated. So saturated fats are solids at room temperature. So it's solid, and it's kind of weird when it first goes in your mouth, but you just start swishing it around. For me, a tablespoon after about 10 minutes, it starts to become very liquid. At that point, I believe the process is pretty much done. So once it becomes real easy to swish it around, almost like it's water, you can spit it out, rinse your mouth out, brush your teeth at that point. I did that for six. It hasn't even really technically been 6 months yet. It's been about 5 months, and the results have been amazing. One of the key saturated fats in the coconut oil is called lauric acid, and there's some good evidence that it actually is beneficial in fighting Streptococcus mutans, and it's worked wonders for me. My teeth are better, my gums are healthier, and I really do believe it does seem that the receding part of my gum has improved. I know, it's crazy, but it's working. Oil pulling, I do it every day. So give it a shot if you have some gum issues and some oral issues that might help. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.